President Trump is moving at lightning speed.
And after that, all hell is going to break out.
Executive orders, new policies, promises kept. It's hard to keep up.
Until now.
Subscribe to the Trump Report. This email brings you daily highlights from the Oval Office right to your inbox 5 days a week.
I will put America first.
It'll help you follow President Trump at the speed of Trump.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Happy Friday to you, America. I am Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation. Man, we've got a fun show lined up for you today, and let me say this, it is Open Line Friday. We have a lot of brand new listeners to the program. Welcome to you all, and every Friday, we take calls from our listeners, and usually, if you listen to the show, you know we require all of the calls to be on the topic. So, but on Fridays, we open up the phone lines. And we allow you, the great listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program, to phone into the program. You can ask me any questions you wish. We can talk about whatever topic you so desire to chat about. All you have to do is pick up the telephone and get through our incredible call screener, the lovely Miss Cassie, also a barista here at the Todd Starnes radio program. We are apparently the only conservative talk radio show in America with our own barista. That's cool. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And we're going to be getting to your calls momentarily. I want to circle back to something that happened yesterday. First of all, Pam Bondi, this Epstein Files debacle, it's a clown show, ladies and gentlemen. And you heard yours truly. I was the first. And sometimes it's good to be first, and sometimes it's not. But on this radio program, and I think this is important that you hear this from me, there will be days that you agree with everything that I say. There will be days that you completely disagree with everything, and that's okay. I respect that. But at least you know where I'm coming from. And there are a lot of folk in this business that are afraid to be critical of anything coming out of the Republican world, Speaker Mike Johnson's office, and even President Trump and the White House. And I understand the hesitation. I understand the fear in many instances. I was talking to somebody last night. Todd, aren't you concerned that you might not get calls returned anymore? I mean, you're attacking Pam Bondi on the air. Are you nuts? What's wrong with you? Some of you will say, I knew it. I know he loves fried chicken and biscuits and sweet tea, but I smell a liberal. I knew he was a lefty, that Todd Starnes. No, I'm not. I'm gun-toting Bible-clinging son of a Baptist. And I do take my tea sweet, and I love fried chicken and biscuits, and I love my president. But let me tell you something. I'm not a yes man. And President Trump doesn't like yes people. He wants people that's going to give it to him straight. And unfortunately, during the first 4 years in office, there were a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that got hired in this administration, and these people were you just look beautiful today, Mr. President. You can do no wrong. Let us bow down and worship you. Trump doesn't want that. That's not good for the country. You need to be able to step back and say, you know what? Maybe this is not a good idea. Maybe we should have done this differently. So yesterday, when all of this was happening in real time, in my brain, as I was chatting with you, ladies and gentlemen, in my brain, I was wondering, okay, do I just jump out here and share what's on my mind, and I And if I didn't, I would be dishonest with you. But I was pretty upset about what happened yesterday, and my anger and frustration poured out over onto Newsmax. It was pretty hot yesterday. And the live chats on Newsmax, people are like, wow, I can't believe that Stearns is saying this, because we agree. And when you step back and realize what happened, I think a lot of people yesterday were finally saying, you know what? Yeah, this is not right. This thing has been botched. So anyway, I had to, a lot of times these conservative talk show hosts, and again, I get it. I respect, I don't judge them. I'm really not. But they're like, should I dabble my big toe in and see if I got a big toe back? You know, because they're afraid if you jump into that swamp, you may not come back out. And some people are afraid of losing access. And I'm not one of those people. Now, I've been in this business a very long time, ladies and gentlemen. A long time. And I can tell you that the reality of it is that a lot of these lawmakers, a lot of these politicians, oh, yeah, they use you. They will certainly use you. And when it's over, when they have decided that they don't need you anymore, they don't return the calls, they don't return the emails. And I get that. But you know what? We don't live and die by the guest we have. We don't live and die by whether or not I get access to Speaker Mike Johnson. That's not how we operate on this program. The most important thing to me is the conversation that you and I have every day. I mean, I love it when, and I would be honored to have Mike Johnson back on this program. I don't think he's going to, but I think it's important for you to hear from those folk and for me to ask the tough questions. What was it? We had, oh, you're going to love this. I am not going to tell you who it is, because again, I just, you know, it just happened on the fly, but somebody wanted to be on the show. And I said, well, I'm going to ask you about Pam Bondi. No, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I might get in trouble. What? So you know what? They didn't come on the show. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're good. We're good. Thanks anyway. So anyway, let me tell you about Pam Bondi. So yesterday, it was a complete debacle. It turns out the stuff in the folders, it was all theater, just theater, ladies and gentlemen. There was nothing in those folders, nothing at all. You had all these social media influencers out there, and I don't begrudge them at all. I mean, they got invited to the White House. Good for you. Proud of you. Proud for you. But they were being used as pawns. Whoever was responsible for that debacle in the White House should have been fired right on the spot. You're out of here. You know why? Because they embarrassed the President of the United States. They turned what was a serious and somber thing. The Epstein files, this is not some, oh, goody, goody, goody. Oh, boy, we got a scoop. In your face, CBS News. Woohoo! We're talking about over 250 girls that were raped, that were trafficked to very wealthy people, very powerful people in D.C. and Hollywood and everywhere in between. This is not a time to enhance your TikTok platform. This is a time for gravitas. And we missed the moment yesterday. The administration missed the moment. And then you got Pam Bondi, and I don't know what the heck is going on with her. She's completely unraveling. So she's now saying, well, you know, it turns out that we don't have all the files. Well, Pam, you said you had all the files, and the files were sitting on your desk. You said that over and over and over again. Well, we didn't have all the files. Well, really, Pam, you had 200 pages. You didn't realize that wasn't all the files? Pam, come on. So now she's saying that the FBI field office in New York City, they're actually sitting on a treasure trove of Epstein information. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say all of that has already been destroyed. I don't think we're going to ever get to the bottom of any of this. I really don't. And that's unfortunate. But what did she do? She put out another statement. Well, we didn't realize how deep the deep state was. You know what? I don't buy that garbage. I'm sorry. That is not even a good excuse. Do your job that you are hired to do. Stop playing around. Stop going on Fox News, the official whatever that is. I don't know what that relationship is, but that is a toxic relationship. The administration needs to be going on other platforms besides Fox News. So now yesterday she put out this letter. Everybody shared the letter telling Cash Patel, you better have all those. I want those FBI documents, all those files on my desk by 8 a.m. Friday. Okay, well, 8 a.m. Eastern has come and gone. And there's nothing. Nary a peep from Pam Bondi or the Justice Department. Nothing. So, again, I mean, you want to give her the benefit of the doubt. And we've done that two or three times just in the past couple of days. And now here we are. We're well past the deadline, 4 hours past the deadline, no information at all. Where are the files? So I want to offer a solution here. Here's what should have happened. President Trump should have called over to Cash Patel at the FBI, Pam Bondi at the Justice Department, said, meet me at Joint Base Andrews. We're flying Air Force One. We're getting it gassed up. We're going to fly in, and we're going to go, and we're going to march into the FBI headquarters. We're going to, you know what? We're going to get an army of Secret Service agents. We're going to surround the building. We're not going to let anybody in or out, and we're going to go get those files. Better yet, get all of the FBI field agents. Put them all in isolation, every single one of them. I don't, if it's hundreds, fine, hundreds. Put them all in isolation, and here's the deal. You walk in, and you say very simply, all right, Agent Jones, we'll say this, Agent Dillon, you've got 30 seconds to turn over the files. 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds to spill the beans. And if you don't spill the beans, you know what? Fine. You're going to jail. And you do that for every single one of them. Don't give it, no buts. You got 30 seconds. Now it's down to 20. You better make a decision fast. All right. You got 10 seconds. Don't drop the soap. Sooner or later, somebody's going to talk. And it's very simple. You just offer a very simple deal. The first person who gives us access to the files, you get a get out of jail card. Everybody else, you're going to prison for a very long time. I mean, it really is that simple. That's how you get those files. But by this time, I mean, I think we're going to be shocked if they're actually still in existence. And you know why they're hemming and hawing, ladies and gentlemen? Because there are Republican names in those files. I suspect very powerful and very prominent Republicans, but even beyond the Republicans, I guarantee you that there are some very powerful GOP donors whose names are in those files too. And we know that money talks in Washington, D.C. We sure do. So my question is very simple. Does it really matter? Are you willing to give Pam Bondi a pass on all of this, or do you think that she needs to go? Because if she's screwing something like this up, and by the way, this was easy, right? This was softball. I'm not sure she's up for the job, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go right to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And we have a rule here on the program. If you disagree with me, you go right to the top of the lineup. Sam in Winston-Salem. Sam, I understand you're a little upset with me.
I think that you need to pick a side. I think that you're all pissed off at the Democrat, and now you're all mad at Pam Bondi. Give her a chance to do her job. They'll get it done.
Sam, are you picking a side? I'll pick a side. I pick the side of the victims of the sex traffickers. What side are you on?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what side are you on? Pick a side. Because, Sam, I'm on the side of the victims. What about you, Sam?
I totally am, too. But let her do her job.
So when is she going to do her job? She said she had those. No, Sam, she said she had the files on her desk.
They just said that they needed more information. You want to do like the Democrats and send out half-assed information?
Sam, she said that she had the information, all the files People have seen him. Now it turns out nobody saw him, so those people were lying. Pam Bondi was lying because she said she had all the information on her desk. And then, Sam, she turns around and she says, 8 o'clock this morning, I want all those files.
Everybody's a liar to you, Todd.
Where are the files, Sam? She said 8 o'clock.
I know you have to have a radio show, but you know what? Pick a different topic.
What? Oh, Sam, you want to be my boss, Sam? You want to tell me what I can talk about on my own radio program? Is that what you want to do, Sam?
You don't have to take my call either.
Sam,
pick a side.
You know what, Sam? I'm going to pick a side. My side is on the victims of the child sex traffickers. What side are you on, Sam?
I'm on their side, too.
Really? Then you and I are on. Then why are we arguing here? The whole point of this.
You're letting them do their job. She'll get it done.
You think she will? You think she's going to get it done?
Right, she will.
Where's your evidence of that?
You got to give them time.
Give them time. Okay, then what was that all about yesterday when they wheeled out all the social media influencers with the big, huge binders that said secret Epstein files? What was that all about?
Give them time. I mean,
what is that? That's not even an answer. You're just going to keep spewing, give them time. What was that all about?
Did they not say that they needed more time to figure out how deep this thing is? Nobody knows how deep it is.
No, they do. Like, they've been investigating. Like, all right, how many years do they have to investigate? They've been investigating this for, at least 10 years now. How many more years?
Who has?
20,
who has?
30, 40, 50 years?
Who's been investigating it?
Well, so far, two administrations.
Cash Patel?
Two administrations.
Have they been doing it? Or has it been Democrats investigating it? So there you go. There's your difference right there.
They said they had the files, and they don't have the files. I want somebody to be honest with us.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Oh, you don't want them to be honest? No. You know what your problem here is, Sam? You're one of these guys. If you don't – so if the Democrats were doing this, you would be outraged.
You would be outraged. What?
If the Democrats were doing what the Republicans are doing right now, you would be outraged.
No, I'm letting them – I want them to thoroughly go through everything. And if they misspoke, okay, big deal. Let them have a chance to dive deep into this thing. Look at the Doge. Doge is finding stuff left and right. Give them a chance, man. They're not going to be Democrats.
So when President Trump said, we're going to release the Epstein files on day one, what do you think he meant by that?
Oh, Lord.
No, seriously, I'm just asking a question. President Trump said day one.
Said a lot of stuff. I guess he's a liar, too.
I'm just asking.
He can't do it all in one friggin' day, man. He wasn't even in office for the whole friggin' day.
Trump said day one. He didn't say, okay, and it's, by the way, Trump gave orders for Pam Bondi and Cash Patel to get this done day one.
They're doing it.
Okay. All right. It's not day one.
They can't spit this out in day one, man.
All right.
They just now started investigating it.
Sam.
The damn Democrats have been doing it, like you said, for 10 years, dude.
Sam, you know what? And I'll finish this on the other side of the break here, Sam, because we've got to run here. But I do appreciate your passion. But let me say this. We've been down this road so many times. How many investigations have we done into Joe Biden? Nobody's ever been held accountable by the Republicans. Nobody. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. I've got to tell you about our friends over at Priority Gold. Man, are they crushing it. And they tell me you guys have been lighting up their phones, and I love that. Priority Gold, they are doing some great, great work, ladies and gentlemen. And why is that? Because they're helping diversify your savings, your retirement plans. And they offer a step-by-step roadmap to do that with their free wealth preservation guide. And they want to give that to you free of charge, no strings attached. Again, there's no cost, no obligation, and it's available for instant delivery. It is super simple. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 24999, or you can visit PriorityGold.com to get your free guide today. Text Todd to 24999, and you're going to get your free wealth preservation guide, a step-by-step roadmap to fortifying your savings with gold during what is, I mean, quite frankly, an historic bull run. Just unbelievable. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. Sam, look, Sam is a patriot, and he's passionate, but I'm telling you, We're still waiting for the Republicans to impeach Joe Biden. And that's been happening. We've been waiting for a long time. All right, look, hang tight. We're going right to your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Sterns Radio Show. Are you looking to do something to better your health? Well, look no further than Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition. Kimchi One packs all the fermented nutrition of kimchi into convenient capsules, arming your gut with over 900 unique strains of probiotics, supporting gut flora and digestion. I highly recommend this product because all health starts in the gut. So putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health, your skin, your hair, your mental performance. Kimchi has even been shown to reduce your risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines. Kimchi One is all natural, made in the USA, and non-GMO. Today, you can get an exclusive offer just for my viewers, 25% off with code ToddStarns by going to mybrightcore.com/ToddStarns. Or call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call right now, 888-927-5980, and their educated staff will make sure that Kimchi One is right for you. That's 888-927-5980. Kimchi One from Brightcore. Improve your health. Improve your life. 25% off with code ToddStarns at mybrightcore.com/ToddStarns or call 888-927-5980 for up to 50% off and free shipping only when you call.
You know, Todd, when these politicians take up these positions like Pam Bondi, they should just go into this saying, you know, we're going to try to get this done. We're going to try to get that done. There's no guarantee. You know those Epstein files have a lot of high officials in them. And you know there's people in Hollywood, and you know they've probably been destroyed. But people know who those people are. People have an idea who it is. But that's why these politicians get in there and how they get in there. They go on, hey, we'll get to the bottom of it. No, you won't. You only have so much power, and then that's it.
All right, that was Mark from Florida. The Village is America's friendliest hometown, leaving us a shout-out. And you can actually do that right now by downloading the Todd Sterns Show app. You can leave us a voice message just like Mark did, and we play those over the air. You can get that at ToddSterns.com. Just click on the app tab at the top of the page. Welcome back, everybody. And just a reminder, you got to go all the way back. Go back to 2019. Remember ABC News when anchor Amy Robach was actually caught on a hot mic confessing that she had the Epstein story 3 years earlier, but ABC News refused to go forward with the story. They spiked it. They didn't want that information getting out. I'm telling you, there are some very, very powerful people, very powerful, that do not want that information to come out. And just a reminder that we were one of the early shows that cast a lot of doubt on what happened to Jeffrey Epstein in that holding cell where he was surrounded. There was no reason why he should have been killed. Part of me suicided. But that's exactly what happened to the guy. They killed him. So very, very powerful people. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Richard in Ocala, Florida. WOCA is our terrific affiliate down there. Hi, Richard. What's going on?
Mr. Todd, I agree with you 100%. Sam had passion, but Sam was wrong. Those files need released, and they should have been released on the first day. The only way to clean this mess up is to expose it. They hate the light. They just like turning over a board and the bug's head for the dark. The only way to clean it up is to expose, no matter who it was. I don't care if it was a president, pastor, president. I don't care who, what congressman. I don't care what movie star, what king. It don't matter. They need exposed. And I agree with you. The president, the buck stops at his desk. He needs to, if Pam Bondi ain't got nerve to do it or intestinal fortitude or backbone to do it, then he needs to fire her and replace her with somebody else. But that needs opened up to the American public and let the American public see who's been ruling over them and what they've been doing. And that's my opinion on it.
Richard, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know what, this is not a big deal. I think it's a big deal to those little girls whose lives have been changed forever. I think it's a big deal to them, and I think it's a big deal to the American people. They deserve to know who these predators are out there. We deserve to know if our government killed John F. Kennedy. We deserve to know that. And my concern is that if, in fact, that happened, then who's to say they didn't try other assassination attempts? We still don't have any information, at least publicly, on who tried to kill Donald Trump two times.
Mr. Todd, I appreciate your honesty. I'm not trying to blow smoke at you. I want you to know I do. It goes a lot deeper than that. And you're right. Epstein didn't commit suicide. They murdered that man. And they know exactly who tried to murder Trump. And look at all the murders that was connected to the Clintons. Trump needs to do, if he's got to bring in the military, if he's got to declare martial law, whatever he's got to do, he needs to expose it to the American people and let the American people decide what needs done. This mess needs to be cleaned up once and for all. There's no hope to get it fixed, you know, to get it taken care of and get it made right.
Yeah. Richard, yeah, I hear you on that, and I appreciate you calling, and I don't think you're blowing smoke. I am correct, Richard. I'm right. I'm just kidding. Richard, God bless you, and thank you for listening. Look, go back to Epstein for just a moment. This guy was in a heavily fortified area of the jail. Heavily fortified. There were cameras all over the place. And as we now know, at least two of those cameras, all of a sudden, they suddenly malfunctioned. And now, and by the way, now one of the surveillance pieces of video is just gone. Nobody knows what happened to it. And what did U.S. prosecutors say at the time? Going back to the BBC coverage, they said U.S. prosecutors say the jail mistakenly saved footage from the wrong cell. Come on. They're not even trying. They're not even trying. I'm telling you, folks, very dangerous, high-profile people are on those lists. All right, let's go to Jerry from Salem, Oregon, KYKN. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Yeah, Todd, this is Gary, actually.
Gary or Jerry?
It's Gary.
Gary, my apologies. Gary.
Small slip-up, my friend. Small one. That's not a big deal. Hey, very, very, very seldom do I have an inkling of a different point of view. We're lined up pretty strong here. But I have to give Kash Patel more than a week to round up and not figure out, but get the right people in place, because he's only had a week to get the right people in place to get the information. There is no way they can filter out all the, what you would call, deep state agents, right? People that are not wanting to conform with President Trump out within a week's time. Now, I realize that President Trump, and I have to lay this one on his feet, the fact that it's going to be day one. The day one narrative, that's a Trumpism, and we all know what a Trumpism is. It's what he wants to do. It's what he would like to do. But the government and the deep state are a lot deeper. Like you're saying, there are important people on these files. I do believe that they will come out. And if they don't, it will be, and Trump knows this as well. This is why I know that it's going to happen. It will be a huge backlash, because all his support pretty much starts with the fact that transparency of the things that he said, because at this, up to this point, promises made, promises kept.
And Gary, let me go through some of this. I don't think it's Kash Patel's fault. I mean, you know, again, this was Pam Bondi coming out. And she told she told Jesse Waters on, was it Wednesday, during Jesse Waters primetime. And she said that she had seen the files and it's pretty sick. So she said, what you're going to see hopefully tomorrow. And remember, if you remember, I broke all this down the following day and said, hey, look, you've got to, she's parsing words here. She's using words like some, hopefully. But we never got any of that. She said, it's pretty sick what that man did. So we were, I mean, she said they were planning to release some of the documents, but they really didn't. I mean, they were just phone logs. My issue is this, somebody at the White House, and hear me on this, somebody at the White House is enraged over this. And they told Pam Bondi, you got to fix this. She puts out the letter making Kash Patel sort of look like the bad guy here, even though he's not, you know, saying you have until 8 a.m. Well, that deadline's come and gone. And you're right. I mean, if they needed more time, they should have gotten all of this worked out in advance. But, you know, now they've got another mess to clean up.
No, and I agree with you. But I will say this. We need, and this is kind of the caller that called in about 15 minutes ago. I'm kind of on his wavelength here. I realize, and this is where Trumpism kind of can have a semi-bite, and I understand it's a good narrative for us to, hey, how come we didn't get it day one? Well, let's look at Trump's first term, okay? I'm sure he wanted to do some things differently than what had happened and transpired. But he does not have, as president, he does not have that kind of way and control to just root all that stuff out by the, you know, by the bare roots here. I mean, this is deep. I do believe this is stuff that's going to be hard to root out. And Pam Bondi has only been in her position for, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? It's going to take a little while. Now, it is her fault that she said, hey, well, we're going to release it. Well, maybe it's her intent to release it once again. The only person that can get away with the Trumpism is
Trump. That's it.
Right. And I agree with that.
And
that's
somebody,
pretty much where I think it stopped.
And Gary, somebody in the White House was trying to be little Trump Jr. with that whole thing with the social media influencers, and it just backfired. And now you've got a lot of people in Congress that are pretty hot under the collar about this, including Representative Paulina Luna from Florida. And she's had it. So we'll see how all this plays out. I will just say this, Gary, and I appreciate your call. I will say this, folks, that we are still waiting for justice on the Hunter Biden laptop from the congressional. Again, these are the Republican hearings for 2 years under Republican leadership. How many hearings have we had and nothing has ever resulted? No one's ever been held accountable. And that is a lot of money being wasted. So if we're going to hold these hearings, and they're great hearings, shocking information, but when are we going to start holding these people accountable? It's 2 years and counting here. Merrick Garland, James Comey, you've got Hunter Biden, the Biden Family Crime Syndicate. The list goes on and on and on. We've got to start holding. I mean, yes, we do a great job of huffing and puffing and complaining, but we got to start doing. And when these people are finally held accountable, where they're doing 25 to life at Fort Leavenworth, yeah, then people are going to step back and really think long and hard before they try to screw over conservatives again. All right, real quick, let's go to Joe in Ellijay, Georgia. Joe, what's going on?
Todd, great show as always. I just want to say that I think any elected official, local, state, or federal, that does not support Donald Trump and Elon Musk for cutting waste and fraud, they ought to be asked to resign immediately, because how could you imagine any elected leader in America who wouldn't support their plans to cut waste and fraud? So I think any elected leader in America that's not supporting Trump and Musk's plans to cut waste and fraud need to be asked to resign immediately.
Oh, yeah, completely, Joe. Everybody's got to be on board, everybody. And if they don't, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm sure we'll find somebody who can do that.
Todd, you got a great show. Keep up the great work.
All right, Joe, good hearing from you. All right, folks, open line Friday, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901 866-560-5926. Coming up, we've got some audio from the Trump-Zelensky meeting. And can I just say something about Zelensky real quick here? What's up with this guy? He takes billions of our dollars. Can we not buy him a suit? Could somebody just, before going to the White House today, could somebody have driven by Brooks Brothers, got him a little coat and tie, a little blue blazer? Why does this guy look like a slob? What's up with that? So Trump threw shade at Zelensky as he's showing up at the, by the way, Trump goes outside to welcome the guy to the White House, shake his hand. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Trump didn't even do that for the British Prime Minister the other day. But he goes out there, and here comes this slob pouring out of the limo. Take a listen.
He's all dressed up today.
All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
President Trump is moving at lightning speed.
And after that, all hell is going to break out.
Executive orders, new policies, promises kept. It's hard to keep up.
Until now.
Subscribe to the Trump Report. This email brings you daily highlights from the Oval Office right to your inbox 5 days a week.
I will put America first.
It'll help you follow President Trump at the speed of Trump.
Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was, we needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed only $59.98. King size sheet $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you gotta get on and order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, I want to get to this audio that's happening in the Oval Office. President Trump meeting Ukraine's slob of a president, Zelensky. And Zelensky gets huffy with Donald Trump. President Trump and J.D. Vance tore this guy a new one in front of the entire press corps. Take a listen.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war... Everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You will not have war. Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
I'm not playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
It's
back to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this
even
entire
today,
meeting, you said thank
even
you.
Today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Oh. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Wow. You know what? I love our president. This is the Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to take anything from anybody. And who does this little piece of garbage thug think he is? Coming into our Oval Office, you know what, sir? Take a shower. Take a bath. Why don't you shave? Go down to Walmart. If you can't afford to go to Brooks Brothers, and by the way, you can afford it because we've been sending you hundreds of billions of American taxpayer dollars. But go on down to Walmart. Get yourself a nice pair of pants, some slacks, and a dress shirt, for God's sakes. What's wrong with you? Show a little bit of respect. And I, God love J.D. Vance. Not even so much as a thank you to the American people. Instead, this guy wants to come into our White House, our Oval Office, and try to lecture our president? Forget that. Somebody needs to kick that guy's butt right out of the Oval Office and right out of the White House. I love this. Good for you, Donald Trump. Folks, I'm telling you, it is a new day in America. And this is why everybody in Trump's orbit needs to stay focused on one thing. Not embarrassing Donald J. Trump. We got a lot of work to do, and like Donald Trump said, this idiot nearly brought us into World War III. Unbelievable. And so ungrateful. Get out of here, moron. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsers, that's right, I love this American ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching extraordinary events unfold at this very moment inside the Oval Office of the White House. So welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. President Trump hosting that Ukrainian slob, Zelensky, and President Trump just told Zelensky to shut his mouth. I want you to listen to this. Unbelievable.
Your country is in big trouble.
Can I
wait a minute? No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of
Mr.
us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
you haven't
in
been
this
alone.
Cabinet,
you
and not
been
only
alone.
In this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted
we gave
for
you
your
military
president.
Equipment,
you
and you men are brave,
president.
But they had to use our military.
Yes. What about
if you didn't have
you
our military
me.
Equipment,
you invited
if
me
you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
Wow. That's just a portion of it. We'll play more of that in just a moment. I want to bring in my good friend, our national correspondent, Robin Poffman. And Robin, I know that you love Donald Trump. This is, I don't know if we've ever seen an American president in public doing this to another world leader, and it's brilliant.
Can I just tell you that this is what goes on most likely in his conversations back in the day when one of his sons was drinking, right? And he had to school him, don't end up like my brother who's dead. Donald Trump has a brother, Fred, who was deep into the bottle, and he got wind that his son, Don Jr., was drinking and had to scold him back in the day in college. This is the man you're seeing him exposed. This is how he negotiates the deals. Is it not?
It's really beautiful, and it started at the front door of the White House, Robin, when this guy, this slob, shows up. He didn't have the decency to wear a coat and tie. And Trump, hold on, I want you to hear this. Dylan, can you play that audio of Trump when Zelensky showed up outside the White House?
He's all dressed up today.
You can't make this up.
Todd, listen, you and I used to travel back in the day when we worked at Fox Radio. And, you know, there's a time and a place for the jeans and the sweats and the sneakers. And then there's another time and a place for the suit and the tie and the heels and the skirt. Is there not? And I think the days of the flip-flop Obama at the White House, those days are over, and people need to start showing respect. And the body language for folks who are listening to you, Todd, on the radio, when they get home, I don't mean to laugh, but when you get home and you watch or you look on your phone and see the body language of Trump schooling Zelensky, fingers raised in the air, I mean, do we understand that billions of dollars from Biden-Harris were sent to Ukraine willy-nilly because Biden had all these shady ties with the Ukrainian government? I mean, this is all laid out in Miranda Devine's book, Laptop from Hell. And, you know, people are not naive to this, and this guy's getting a schooling because some of the money is missing. A lot of the money is missing.
Robin, I want to try to set this up. They're in the Oval Office. They're seated in front of the fireplace, and then J.D. Vance is off to the side there. And this little guy, President Trump, is an alpha male man position, legs spread, and he's leaning forward. And this little guy, Zelensky, it looks like he's teeny tiny, like he's like a little, I don't know, like he's a fake man. I mean, it's like a fake human, and his feet barely touch the ground. It's really remarkable to see, and I'm just waiting for President Trump to turn over to J.D. and say, you know what, J.D., throw this bum out of here.
Well, I think that it's a Saturday Night Live skit for sure waiting to happen. And what strikes me about J.D. Vance in this whole thing is, you know, how there's always, you know, your parents, good cop, bad cop when you were a kid. And so J.D. Vance is just sitting there very calm. And Trump was very calm at the beginning. And
well,
that was just letting him have it.
So
it's
Robin,
really unbelievable.
Robin, I want to jump in here because I want to play. So J.D. actually jumps in. And this was all on playback. Dylan, let's go back and listen to the long-form cut. And Robin, you've got to hear this, and I want to get your reaction to J.D. Vance.
All right.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problem? We have.
I have been to
come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
Do we have problems?
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems. Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
You're
in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position.
You
don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards,
Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
It's
back to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Robin, this is remarkable. Yeah. Remarkable.
It is. It is remarkable. But again, you know, I want to go back to my point that J.D. Vance is almost like that Henry Kissinger, very calm, very direct, mediating this thing. What bothers me about it is that I have friends that are Ukrainian, and their heritage was destroyed there, right? So do I feel bad about what has happened in the country, Russia's invasion? Absolutely. What bothers me is that we're in the era of Doge and cracking down and following the money trail, and that we gave all this money with no ties, with no strings attached, and Trump is trying to get it back in the minerals deal, and this guy is mouthing off, and he has no right to be mouthing off because he has no accounting of the money. And so our new president, you know, Trump 2.0, is saying, okay, we gave you billions of dollars. Where's the money? And he can't answer the question. And that's what has sparked this, in my opinion.
You know, Robin, it's, again, just a reminder of why Donald Trump is so effective on the world stage and why other world leaders, you know, respect this man, because he doesn't back down and he goes face to face. And as you said, these are the kinds of conversations that usually take place in private. So I suspect that Zelensky is really, really questioning some of his life choices today after that meeting in the Oval Office.
By the way, you would think with all that money that he would have bought a suit and showed some respect. He's kind of wearing like a black top and black pants. I'm not really sure about the outfit. It doesn't show respect in my book.
I'm old school here. And by the way, six blocks away from the White House is a Brooks Brothers, and I'm sure they could have fitted him with one of their blue blazers. I'm a traditionalist, and I'm just, Robin, I'm pissing off so many conservatives today with some of my comments. So I'm just going to go.
Right.
We'll go the full Monty here.
It even
bothered me when Elon Musk showed up at the cabinet meeting in his typical jeans and T-shirt. It's disrespectful to the office, and I think it's in a way it's disrespectful to the office of the presidency. I'm old school. I think when you're invited to the White House, you wear your Sunday best.
Yeah, on the Musk thing though, I can take a pass because he's not a world leader, and he's a quirky guy who's doing all this work for free, and he's not on the take of billions of dollars from the U.S. government, so I kind of give him a pass. Did you want my take on Epstein before it was a heartbreak?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just batting a thousand here today.
That was originally why you're
yeah,
you're,
exactly.
But, you know, breaking news trumps everything, literally. I would say this about the Epstein files. So far, it's been a nothing burger, which intrigues me even more because what's redacted in those files and whose name is really on the list. I think that it's they're going to have to dig a little deeper at the FBI and at the DOJ to see who's really on those logs. Clearly some very important people, Todd, and it's been hidden in the deep state is deep. The swamp is deep. And there's clearly some very important names on there, which is why we haven't heard yet.
What's your take on the whole, you know, this, the fact that the SDNY, the Southern District of New York, the FBI field office there in New York City, they apparently, this is the problem. So why not just go surround the building, lock it all down, throw all the field agents into holding cells and say, okay, the first guy that talks gets the deal.
Yeah, they need to do a Mar-a-Lago raid in the Southern District of New York.
I love
just
that.
Literally raid the place, call CNN, tip them off, and have the CNN cameras down there, and then just, you know, go through the underwear draw and the silverware draw and see whatever you can find. Do a really deep dive into that office, because trust me, the records are there somewhere locked up. Very shady, very disturbing. You can't make this stuff up, Todd, I'll tell you. But every day, I will say this, every day since January 20th has been Merry Christmas to the United States of America with Donald Trump back in office.
Boy, it sure has, hasn't it? And I got to tell you, yeah. I felt like St. Patrick's Day came early with what we just heard there from the Oval Office. So we're celebrating all the holidays.
Guess what? I'm going to text you a picture. I just did my toes in green. I had my mani-pedi. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, so you're right on the money.
Little TMI there, Poppin. A little TMI, but okay. Send over the photo. All right, Robin Poppin, ladies and gentlemen, our great national correspondent. And well, that's why she was in a good mood. She got the mani and the pedi. So there you go. All right, here's what we're going to do. We got to take a break. When we come back, we've got John in North Carolina, Samantha in Memphis, Norma in Jackson, Tennessee. We have lines open. This is Open Line Friday. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We now take you behind the scenes at the Clinton compound in Chappaqua, New York. Let's listen in as Bill seeks advice.
Carville here.
James, I need some advice. I may have a problem.
A problem? Or are we talking about the problem? The E problem?
Well, you know, I don't have any self-control, and Epstein Island was just so, you know.
Bill, there's only one way to fix this.
Hillary always said she'd do it personally, but won't it change my voice?
Now, I wasn't suggesting we neuter you. You got to call the Pope.
What? And make me a priest? I'm under enough suspicion already, and I don't think a vow of celibacy is my thing.
Now, call Francis and get him to say whatever you did was okay under his newfangled rules of behavior.
You really think he would change the rules for that?
He'd done everything else. It's your best shot.
Okay, let me conference him in. We can move forward.
You reach the voicemail phone of Pope Francis.
Oh, just what I thought. You're going to have to wait in line. Cross your fingers and keep calling.
Join us the next time our hidden microphones take you behind the scenes.
All right, folks, just posted the entire 5-minute clip on my Facebook page as well as my Instagram. Go follow me on Todd Stearns FNC on Instagram. You'll see me. I'm one of the blue checkmark people. You got to watch all 5 minutes. I got to tell you, they showed a screenshot of the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States on the front row. She looked like she was going to weep. She was like, oh my, I don't know what how do you say, oh my sweet Lord. And I don't know how you can say that in Ukrainian, but that's what she was saying. A few other things too. I think I could lip read those. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's say hello to Samantha in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Samantha. What'd you think about that back and forth?
Hi, Todd. I loved it. And let me just say, how good does it feel not to have just one, but two masculine alpha males running our country? I mean, it really makes you feel safer. That's what we need. We can't have weak people. Everybody around Biden was weak, and everyone took advantage of that. We can't have weakness anymore.
Samantha, I would be willing to say you have to go all the way back to Obama and his first two terms in office. I mean, that man was just as weak as Joe Biden was. I mean, they were not alpha males, and that hurt us on the international stage.
Correct. It does go back that far. And you can't have that when you're running the country. And I absolutely love J.D. Vance. And I'm just going to keep my comment short by saying one more thing. I have had so many women and men really through my Facebook feed saying, you know, whenever Trump says, oh, darling or beautiful or, you know, this person looked beautiful today. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. I'll get in trouble. These feminists have ruined it for the women who do want to be called darling and beautiful. Quit ruining it for me because I want to hear it.
Samantha,
that's all I have to say.
Samantha, you are beautiful and your voice is amazing. It's incredible, darling. It's
thank you. See, that's what women love to hear.
That's it. And I'm just telling you right now, Samantha, we have the hottest women listening to the Todd Stearns radio program. The most beautiful, attractive women in America. And it's because I think conservative women are more attractive, but that is my and that's not my opinion. It's science. It's in the Bible too.
I agree. Thank you so much.
All right, Samantha, have a great weekend. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. I'm in trouble again. All right, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, the Todd Stearns Show. We're the number one show on Newsmax, too. Can you believe it? It's funny, when they ask me if I want to do a national show, I'm like, yeah, I don't have to shave my legs, do I? You know how it is. Everybody looks like they stepped out of the fashion pages, and then I come along. And, maybe I could be on the cover of, I don't know, Barbecue Monthly, but they don't have too many folks that look like me on national television. Anyway, all that is a thank you. We have a lot of fun. And, of course, Newsmax is just running and gunning. Tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax. They've had it with Fox and CNN, and they love Newsmax. So now one of the top news brands in America. That's according to Reuters. You're going to be able to find us on all major cable systems, smartphone store, download the Newsmax app free of charge. I mean, it's a pretty good deal, folks. And you're going to get all the great shows, Rob, Greta Van Susteren, Carl Higbee. And you're going to find out why millions of Americans have made the switch, even President Trump. So check us out again, cable, satellite TV, download the Newsmax app, and find out why Newsmax is real news for real people. All right, want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, Congressman Matt Ruley from Ohio's awesome 6th Congressional District. Congressman, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. How you feeling?
Man, Congressman, I'm doing good. Actually, I'm doing great. I just saw the best beat down of my life in the Oval Office, and President Trump tearing Zelensky a new one. I'm ready for the weekend.
Well, you know, it's so true, but it almost reminded me of when I was, you know, I'm a product of the late 80s and 90s. It almost reminded me of a wrestling match with the tag team going on, you know, with like some super fly schnooka mixing it in with Rodney Piper. I mean, like, it seemed like JD, you know, and that's an Ohio Buckeye boy. They're just tag teaming and taking them out. I'm sure Jim Jordan was loving it. I mean, it was just electric. And then the best part is he kicks them out of the White House. You're out of here. And then they cancel the press conference. I mean, this new Trump is so emboldened and so electric, and he has a swagger that I've never seen before. I mean, it's just a thing of beauty.
It was kind of like as if Trump and Vance were the Rock and Roll Express. And, you know, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, Congressman, so we're Jerry the King Lawler country here. So I appreciate the professional wrestling references on this program. Yeah.
You know, I mean, did we all forget when he went to Pennsylvania and you had Shapiro and Biden and they're signing bombs? So they're literally celebrating death. You know, people mistake our party. We're the party of love. We're the party of First Amendment. We want you to say whatever you want, even if we don't agree with it. With the Crowder say, prove me wrong. We are the New Bohemians. You know, we are the party of everything, the biggest tent around, and they're the party of violence. They're the party celebrating death. They're the party of anti-God. I mean, it's the crystal clear lines are in the Western civilization who is on the path of righteousness. And lucky for us, it's the Grand Old Party.
I'm watching people respond to this in real time on social media, Congressman, and some people are saying, you know what? Trump and Vance make me proud to be an American. And that's what I saw, strength. I saw men who were willing to stand up and say, you're not going to tell us what to do. You're not going to tell us how to think. And you're not getting any more of our money. You're going to do things our way or good luck to you. And wear a damn suit. Sorry, my apologies.
Yeah, the best part is when he walked in and goes, so you dressed up for me, huh?
Oh, gosh, that's brutal. Brutal.
But if you really listen, though, and I'm going to tip my hat to J.D. Vance right here. J.D. Vance kept saying, he said it two or three times, he says, you're killing your people.
Yes.
You know, quick story for you. I'm at the convention in Milwaukee, and the guy I'm with, this beautiful girl comes up, and she, I've never seen her before, and she's talking to my friend, and I hear the accent. And I said, where are you from? And she says, I'm from Ukraine. And I said, oh, okay. And then my friend says, well, how's your family? She says, well, I don't know. We're a little worried about my dad. And I said, well, why are you worried about my dad? And he says, well, the Ukrainian army just drafted him. And I said, and now listen to this. I said, well, how old is your dad? 59.
What?
So you've already killed all your 20-year-olds. You've already killed all your 30-year-olds. I mean, you know, even Ulysses S. Grant finished it in 3 or 4 years. If you can't just turn your civilization into a meat grinder and then think, you know, you think you're going to win. I mean, Trump even said it. You wouldn't even be in the battle if we didn't give you everything.
And when you step back, and again, most of this has to do with Russia not wanting NATO at its back door, at its border. And that's what would have happened. And that would have happened had Kamala Harris won. They would have brought Ukraine right into NATO, and that would have led to some sort of hostilities. And that's what Trump is trying to avoid here.
Well, and like, listen, for the people out there, listen, no one's in love with Putin. You know, I mean, I'm sure the Russian people are amazing. I mean, Putin is a dictator, and we're not in love with the guy. You know, so let's get that out of the way. But if that was President Trump, you think President Trump's going to let China come and take over Canada or put something in Mexico? Even the Democratic president, JFK, stopped them or tried to stop them in Cuba. And that's what was so magical about the Panama Canal. Because, you know, we sacrificed 5,000 people. We built the whole thing. And then President Carter, God rest his soul, blundered and then gave it away for a dollar. And then you have Chinese companies trying to go east side of the canal and build a bridge across it. Trump's like, screw you. That ain't ever going to happen. Well, this is over right now. And it was.
Mm.
And it was over. So then you have these people that think the great military-industrial complex that's pushing Zelensky, go for full war, start bombing Moscow. Well, wait a minute, folks. The Russians have more nukes than us. So is this stupid, foolish conflict, is this worth the end of the world, like President Trump said today, World War III? I mean, the life over as we know it? I mean, these are serious stakes, my friend.
Congressman Mike Rulli on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Ohio. And Congressman, to that point, there's a song, and it was very popular back, I think, around Vietnam, Creedence Clearwater Revival, you might remember, Fortunate Son. And everybody, they love that song, but they're really not, and I love it when a conservative, oh man, we love that song. You got to listen to those lyrics, because there's a lot of truth in those lyrics. They're not sending Nancy Pelosi's son off to fight a war, or they're not sending a Bush family member off. They're sending the sons and daughters of working class families off to fight these wars, and the American people are tired of it. We don't understand why we're having to go out there and fight these wars.
That's so true. And then also, if you look, I mean, from the understanding is that Zelensky and the Ukrainian government allow these rogue divisions of army platoons to go and slaughter Russian-speaking people that were living in Ukraine. So, and people have to realize the Soviet Union had Ukraine for, 70 years? So a lot of the people that were Russian were living there. So Zelensky's going to allow for a cleansing? I mean, that shouldn't be happening in this world.
Yeah, you're right. Real quick, some exciting news there in the Buckeye State. You got Vivek Ramaswamy running for governor. President Trump and Elon both endorsing Ramaswamy. How do you think his chances are?
His chances are very good. He's a friend of mine. I love the guy. I think he is probably, 9-1 going to be our governor. And here's the best part. You probably don't know this. So I spent 6 years in the Ohio Senate. So we got a Speaker of the House, Matt Huffman, and we got a President Senate, Rob McCauley. These guys are as conservative can be, and they're going to get a governor that's just as conservative. So Ohio, you mark my words on this broadcast today, we got Florida and Texas always fighting back and forth. Who's the number one conservative state? Well, guess what, my friends? Ohio's going to be number one as soon as Vivek gets in there, because we are going to take care of business. We're doing school vouchers. We're kicking the dudes out of women's restrooms. We've gotten rid of ballot box, ballot harvesting. Goodbye. Kicked out Zuckerbucks. Goodbye. We're getting back to normal. We're not going to allow you to come at us on a First Amendment. If you be free, be as free as you want to do in the beautiful Buckeye State and Vivek Ramaswamy, we couldn't ask for a better guy running for that position.
Love it. Love it. Congressman, we got to leave it there. You got to come on down to Memphis one of these days. We're going to take you down to Beale Street, get you some barbecue, introduce you to Jerry Lawler.
And I love that. We've got to go to Graceland. I'm a huge fan of the King.
Oh, look, I will give you a personal tour. They're huge fans of ours over there, and what they have done with Graceland and the entire development, it's sort of like Universal Studios Elvis. You'd love it.
Thank you, my friend. You are the best.
Congressman Mike Rulli, everybody, great American patriot over in Ohio, the 6th Congressional District. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going right to our phone lines. By the way, I've got to give a quick shout-out to a good friend of mine. Her name is Melanie Mosley, and she started the White Haven Republican Club. Now, White Haven is a suburb of Memphis, and it is probably one of the largest middle-class black communities, I would say, in the country. And it, just an incredible vibe, a lot of small business owners, mom-and-pop business owners, and of course, being a small business owner myself, I love that. And Melanie started the Republican Club there a little over a year and a half ago, and had a huge turnout, literally standing room only, for Judge Joe Brown. Judge Joe Brown, a good friend of the program, came down and spoke and just really just brought a terrific message. And he pointed out that places like Memphis, Tennessee, it's not over for us. I mean, we're on the ropes, to use the wrestling metaphor, no doubt about it. But we can come back. And he explained how. And he pointed out that Memphis is the transportation hub of America. We've got everything here from the river to FedEx to all the rail lines. They meet here, and there is a wealth of opportunity in the STEM industry. Elon building a huge AI computer here in Memphis, right alongside the Mississippi River. There is great. He brought a great positive message, and it's exciting to see so many black citizens of Memphis standing up and saying, "You know what? Democrat Party's not doing anything for me. Let's see what the Republican Party's all about. And this is why I'm so hard on the Republican Party. My party, I'm a registered Republican. I want my party to do better because we've got a lot more to fight for in this country, and we need all hands on deck. All right, hang tight. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. We have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news, I say. Wait, do we have a breaking news alert banner?
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
Man, I'm paying a lot of money for that, Dylan. We may as well get our money's worth, you know. So, all right, here we go. Breaking news. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration cutting jobs, hundreds of jobs. There's a chance local weathercasters across the country getting the boot today. DOGE says it's part of their effort to slash the federal workforce. Nearly 400 let go. These are the people in charge of day-to-day forecasting, posting the severe weather warnings. Turns out, though, NOAA has about 12,000 staffers around the world, and Democrats already putting out the propaganda. Trump's going to kill people. How will we know when a tornado is coming? Well, don't panic. Don't panic, little liberal. If the wind is blowing really hard and you hear something that sounds like a freight train and maybe you see a cow blowing by your window, you'd better jump into a bathtub. What about my seven-day forecast? I won't know what to wear to work. All right, no worries. Just walk out onto your front porch, and if it's raining, grab an umbrella, and if it's cold, grab a jacket. Pretty simple. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Shelby in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Shelby, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mr. Starnes.
Good afternoon, Miss Shelby.
And so I am the independent voter and the independent critical thinker. So, Mr. Starnes, Thursday was my most favorite radio day. But now, with your open lines Friday, I'm making Friday my most favorite radio day.
Ooh, I'm glad to hear that.
And so I have crossed over to Friday. And, Mr. Starnes, thank you. I appreciate so much that little situation that you played with President Trump and Thug Zelensky, because that was the best reprimand in schooling ever. You see, I remember when Joe Biden was really taken advantage of by Zelensky. So I am really proud of Vice President Vance and President Trump for taking Zelensky to school.
Ms. Shelby, I'm with you. And I think about all those hundreds of billions of dollars we sent to Ukraine. And I thought about that as I was driving into our palatial talk radio bunker today from Memphis and East Memphis. And I was having to maneuver through 3-foot deep potholes on this. I'd rather that money be used right here in America to fix my potholes.
And especially in Memphis. You're so correct.
Ooh.
And so I'm going to cut my conversation short, but I look forward to Officer Williams coming back to your AM 990.
Well, thank you very much. We love him, and he's a lot of fun, and he's a great American patriot. And Shelby, we love you too. So thank you so much. We love independent voices. We love Democrats, Republicans. We just love everybody having a good time on the radio. Miss Shelby, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee, home of Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Norma, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Norma. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. You are the American blowtorch.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, I am so glad I'm still alive to watch this. I mean, just to be a witness to it is a blessing after praying for 4 years that it could get better. Do you remember when Zelensky came, I'm sure you do, came over here in his G.I. Joe outfit into Congress and Pelosi and Schumer and all of them? He wanted more money. I think it was around Christmas time 1 year.
That's right. I do remember.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little different now, and all this mealy-mouthing around with all of the past administration, I think he's come up on something he does not know how to handle, or he can't handle, and is backed into a corner. It's just, you know, you have any theories on what's going to happen?
Well, Trump's going to end the war. I have no doubt about that. And I suspect the way it's going to happen, and there may be some Republicans that don't agree with this, but I think Russia's going to keep the territory, that territory they say is theirs, and Ukraine is just going to have to suck it up. I think ultimately that's, at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen, because they're not getting another penny from us. I mean, that was the message that came out of that meeting today.
I know. I tell you what, I prayed for 4 years we could get back up on going down, you know, gradually them beating us down. But as long as Trump is up there and keeps flushing the commode, I am happy.
Well, he's double flushing, Lorma. He's double flushing.
I was sick and tired of floating around in all these years, but it's a great day. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Norma. Thank you so much. Our friend Norma up Interstate 40 from Memphis, Jackson, Tennessee. Great town, by the way. Beautiful downtown area. And also home of Union University. Beautiful school. All right, we've got to take a quick break. It is Open Line Friday. We're going to the phones. So give us a holler, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is The Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right, I want to give you an update on some of the rapidly developing issues coming out of the White House after this Zelensky meeting in the Oval Office. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Stern's Radio Show. So Zelensky shows up, not in a coat and tie, completely disrespects President Trump, sits down and tries to get into it with Trump. And Trump wasn't having any of it. Trump and J.D. Vance, the vice president, what is the clinical term? Tore Zelensky a new one. It was pretty epic. So now we understand that the press conference that was scheduled has now been canceled. Any sort of a peace deal has come to a screeching halt, and the mineral deal that we were trying to work out some sort of a deal with to harvest or reclaim Ukrainian minerals, that is now off the table. President Trump posted this statement on True Social, and I want to read this to you. I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America and its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace. So basically, he just kicked Zelensky's butt out of the Oval Office and the White House. Good for you, President Trump. I don't know about you folks, but I am proud of my president today, and I am incredibly proud of my vice president. They stood up for America. And I can promise you this, if that had been Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, they would have been falling all over themselves apologizing to Zelensky. They would have been kissing his butt. That's what they would have done. But not our president, not our vice president. I just love this. I love it. Wow. So look, this is Open Line Friday. And this is an opportunity for you to call in. You can agree. You can disagree. You can ask me a question. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Randy in Helen, Georgia, one of the most beautiful towns in the North Georgia Mountains. Randy, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Randy. What's going on?
How you doing, sir? And I'm going to pull over real quick because I'm driving. Don't want to disturb the police department on that one. Real quick, I'm an Air Force vet. I was stationed in Germany from 1980 to 83, and I can tell you this. I'm so glad that this happened. Number one, I think what's going to happen now is Europe going to step up to the plate and fund Zelensky, because I believe that's all Zelensky wants. He wants to have war. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants us to fund him and just to keep funding him like Biden was doing, and we're supposed to keep our mouths shut. Well, now that Trump and Vance have said, okay, that's not what you want to do. Is Europe going to step up to the plate? I doubt it, because us being NATO partners with Europe, if they fund him and Putin wants to go after Europe, then we're NATO partners, and then we got to get back in it. Then it's a World War III. I think that's what Trump was referring to. Second little quick scenario, every time I've gone back to see my old friends over in Germany, and I was stationed on a German base, not an American base, so I had to learn the language and everything. When we go back, they all want to talk politics. They want to hear something that's not on the radio because they don't have the equivalent of a Fox News like we have. And most of them are conservative. They're afraid to say so. But that's my point there, but I'm glad what happened today happened.
You know, it's fascinating, Randy, when you look at what Zelensky's been doing. I mean, shutting down the churches, and he got widespread. There was widespread criticism when he shut down all the Orthodox Christian churches. And by the way, Ukraine has not had elections since the war began, which is why Trump and others have been calling this guy a dictator. So there's some really, and by the way, it's a corrupt country. It's always been corrupt. So we know now that most of that money was not going to help the troops. That money was going to line people's pockets.
Isn't it nice to have a competent admin in right now?
Wow. Boy, you're not kidding. And one that's not afraid to tell it like it is. It's just pretty remarkable.
Thanks, sir.
All right, Randy, thank you for listening. And be safe out there in Helen, Georgia. Got this postcard in the mail. Those of you watching us on Facebook and our Rumble streams, YouTube, it's got these little cats and they're cooking in the kitchen. This is from Donna Edmond from Salem, Oregon. Donna, thank you for this. She says, "Top Mr. Starnes, Mr. Dieter, FYI, Arby's has good fast food versus McDonald's." I think we had a conversation about this. She said, Todd, I couldn't find the fish. Ben said it might have been smelt. I had to pull over laughing so much. She says, trivia, we called our species of smelt in our town in Alaska hooligan. Fun listening to y'all, Donna. And Donna, by the way, thank you for spelling y'all correctly. Well done you. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, Trump also apparently signing an executive order today declaring English as the official language of America. I love that. Now, the problem is, what version of English? Because there's some places in the South, even I don't understand what they're saying. Let's go to Patty in Statesville, North Carolina. All right, Patty, what say you?
Here we go. It was like the father in the room with the child in the room. It was embarrassing. I was ready for Zelensky to start stomping his feet.
Patty, it was. He was like, Trump was, he looked like, you know those memes where they do those weird things with the bodies to make a grown person look like a tiny person? That's what that, it was like he shrank. And then there was like huge Donald Trump. And then there was like a little tiny Volodymyr.
Let me tell you something. Oh, my God, I was laughing so hard because you knew right away. As soon as Donald Trump started talking, you could see the face. Look at his expressions on his face, Todd. He didn't want to hear that. He wanted that check. Didn't he want the check, Todd?
He wasn't getting the check. He wasn't getting the check.
Yeah. No, he wasn't getting the check because the cadaver in charge is gone.
Cadaver in charge.
And you want to know something? You're right. If it was Joe and Worth Salad, they'd be kissing his rear end. You're right. They'd be like, bend over. We'll kiss you. We'll write that big $1 million check, $1 billion check. I'm not kidding. It's so embarrassing. Zelensky, do you know, 500,000
men dead? 500,000 men from the age of 17 to 25, Todd.
An entire generation of Ukrainians wiped off the face of the earth. And for what? And for what? And that's...
And
that's
he the... But he disrespected him. He come in there. Even Vance got involved. Vance is like, what? Vance got involved. And you know what? You don't come in here. He's trying to make peace. My God in heaven. He don't want to have it. Well, if you don't want, you didn't get your check. Well, guess what? You can go to Hollywood. Joe's got a gig out there, right? Maybe Joe and the rest of the Hollywood weirdos can write him out a check.
Well, there you go. That may have to happen. But here's the problem, Patty. All of the aid, it's gone. We're not giving them a single penny. All that USAID, it's all gone. We're not giving them any more money. It's all dried up. Patty, I got to run. Thank you for that call. Folks, I tell you that as we watch what's unfolding and the economy is still a little squirrely, I'm telling you right now, as you begin to prepare to retire or put together your retirement package, maybe you're just starting out your career and you're already starting to think, okay, I need to put something away. May I recommend gold? And it's not just a shiny, cool metal. This is the ultimate shield against whatever's going to happen out there with the economy. Inflation, market chaos, the dollar gets a little weird and wobbly. Gold is still there. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? And I want to tell you about my friends at Priority Gold. They've been doing this for so many years, helping so many of the great people who listen to this radio program. And they want to send you a free wealth preservation guide. It is a step-by-step roadmap to really help fortify your savings with gold during this historic bull run. So look, there's no cost, no obligation. It's available for instant delivery. All you need to do is get out your smartphone and text Todd to 24999. That's Todd to 24999. Or go to PriorityGold.com. You're going to be able, and I'm sorry, PriorityGold.com/Todd to claim your free guide today. Again, that's PriorityGold.com/Todd or text Todd to 24999. I love the weather people, Dylan. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, I mean, if we could save $1 billion by just sticking our head out the window to see if it's sunny or not. That's all I'm trying to say here. Let's go to Kathy in Salem, Oregon. KYKN. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm good. Okay. If the next time you hear Zelensky talk, close your eyes. He sounds just like Popeye.
Oh.
Anyway, I was wondering what Zelensky was...
Stop, Kathy. Now, I am what I am. I bye-bye the sailor man.
Yeah, he sounds just like Popeye. When you close your eyes, don't look at him.
Oh, jeez, Lou.
Anyway, I was wondering what Zelensky might be thinking on his way home on that plane, and he's probably thinking, who could I sell these minerals to? Because he threatened us, in my opinion. He said, if we get into a hassle, you're going to feel it or something. It was a threat.
You know, Kathy, the hubris of this guy, he thought he could walk into the White House and pull a fast one on Donald Trump. What is that guy smoking?
Yeah, really. Well, anyway, and in that case, if he's got these rare earth minerals, wants to sell them to our enemies, I think that we ought to start building those iron domes that President Trump was talking about in the beginning. The other thing was Pam Bondi said maybe a couple days ago, that there was filth, absolute filth in those files.
Yes.
She needed to redact it to protect the victims. So... Now she's saying she doesn't have them? Is that what she said?
It's hard to understand. It really is, Kathy. I'm not sure we're getting the full story here. And I don't know if she just misspoke and it's just a cavalcade, you know, just a cascading effect that I just don't know. But she did screw up because the White House is trying to, and there's been a lot of reporting on this since yesterday. The White House is basically saying, you got to fix this mess.
Ever since 2020, and the Supreme Court would not even look at anything, any evidence of the cheating, I felt like right then and there, I thought somebody on that court is on that list, or somebody has something on those people, and the person on the Supreme Court that rejected it didn't want Trump back.
Kathy, and it could be something as simple as that, but I truly believe that, oh, by the way, Zelensky has officially left the White House, ladies and gentlemen, so he was basically kicked out. But Kathy, we're going to find out, I hope, I really do hope, and we need to find out if we've got pedos and pervs in the highest places of power in this country. Kathy, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Jerry in Milwaukee. Jerry, what'd you think about that great press conference?
Oh, God. Okay. I don't think that Zelensky is perfect. I mean, he's an imperfect guy. I don't agree with everything he's done. There's no leader who's perfect. So I don't want to say I'm 100% supportive of him. But when it compared to Putin, who murders journalists, who murders political opponents, who has a dictatorship and has a dictatorship in Russia for 20 years, and Russia was involved in the invasion of Ukraine. That's the thing. Russia invaded Ukraine. It wasn't the other way around. Russia is an aggressor. So maybe Zelensky could be better on the edges or something, but we have to back the person who is defending against aggression of his country.
Look, Jerry, I don't disagree with a single thing you said until then. My point is this. Why is that our business? Why is that our fight?
What was our business in World War II?
Because we got attacked. They blew up Pearl Harbor.
No, I'm not talking about it in Pearl Harbor. Germany never directly attacked us originally. So what was our business protecting Poland? What was the business of Great Britain to go to war on the side of Poland?
They were killing Jews. We were saving Jews from extermination.
Yeah, the Jews are being killed in Ukraine right now by the Russian military because lots of people are being killed by the Russian military. People are being murdered by this.
Ukraine's not an ally. So why are we sending, and again, we're sending billions and billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. Now they want our men and women. They want our men and women to go over there and fight. Why should we do that?
I don't want our men and women to go in an act of war against Russia, but I think we should support that because if Ukraine falls, then what's next? Poland? Then what's next after that? Germany threatened?
But Poland is an ally.
When do we draw a line? You know, I remember Ronald Reagan when I was a kid. He was the first president I really remembered. He stood up to the Soviet Union. I didn't agree with everything he did, but he stood up to the aggression, you know, of the people who came before Gorbachev. And now what? Now we're just okay with it?
Jerry, I'm going to bring into the conversation Connor from Boston, who I suspect disagrees with you there. Connor, you heard what Jerry said. He says that we've got an obligation to step in. What say you? Hello, Connor. All right, let's put Connor on hold here.
I left him speechless.
Well, yeah.
I'm here.
All right, we got Connor back. All right, Connor, you're on with Jerry the Liberal from Milwaukee. What's your take on Zelensky?
Well, I think Zelensky's a thug, personally. I think, really, that we have no business really helping them. And I think when it comes down to it, it's a regional conflict, and they need to duke it out. It's like we have sunk so much money into this country, and they're not even an ally. You know, it's about high time American leadership is back, and we have it back with President Trump. And we're not a welcome mat anymore like we were under the Biden administration. Well, it's not going to come in there and push us around. It's not happening anymore. We see real American leadership back at its finest today.
Guys, can we all agree the dude should have worn a suit? Yeah, that was disrespecting us.
Yeah, so that's not a huge deal to me. I mean, of all my priorities, that's pretty low. That's like saying Obama wearing the tan suit. I remember that.
Well, I definitely had a problem with that. Yeah, that was not a good look for him. Connor, the final thought, I can give you 15 seconds.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. He should have worn a suit. I mean, basically what he wore today, he looked like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, only in a black suit instead of a gray one.
Except he was mini-me. That's it. I was trying to figure out who was he reminding me of. It's not Doc. It's mini-me. That's who he reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Connor. All right, Jerry, good hearing from you. Wow, we got all sorts of opinions on this one, folks. All right, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Was that Austin Powers? That was Austin Powers. 901-260-5926. Open line Friday. This is the Tom Stern Show. All right, 5 o'clock Eastern, ladies and gentlemen, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Be sure to check it out. We're going to have a fun show tonight, and it's always we always have a blast hanging out with our live chat during the commercial break, so be sure to check us out there. Also, our telephone number on Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Well, I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, great Republican media strategist, Josh Jones. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Wow. What a firestorm in Washington, D.C. I know you're all about messaging and getting that message out. What's your take on what went down in the Oval Office earlier today?
I mean, what you saw at the Oval Office earlier today, regardless of where you stand on the issue, it's clear where the president is, and that's what matters here. I mean, if you go back to the last administration, there was questions of where the policy direction was coming from, but there's no question in this White House. Both this president and this vice president are very clear where they are, and frankly, they're not afraid to invite the media in and invite the American public into the room where it's happening and see the real behind the scenes of what's happening.
Yeah, and that's I was messaging Dalton Glasscock, who is very involved in Republican politics, and he said this is how it goes behind closed doors. So this is not all that unusual. What is unusual in this case is the American people got to see it.
Exactly. I mean, this is one of the most the press secretary has been very clear on this. This is one of the most transparent presidential administrations we've seen in recent history. I mean, definitely more so than the Biden administration in the past 4 years, where the President Biden took less than 200 questions in his first month, and President Trump took over 1,000. So it's very clear that this president wants to be transparent with the American people, and they're making a real effort to do that. And like you said, I mean, like we saw it real behind the scenes today that we saw nothing like that in the last administration.
You know, Josh, you work with a lot of Republican candidates out there across the nation. What is it that you tell them as far as how they present themselves, you know, to the media and getting out there and engaging with people? What's the secret sauce?
I mean, there's a lot of different things that a lot of different folks will tell you, but what it boils down to is just be yourself. The American people aren't fools. They know when you're being real versus when you're not. And President Trump is, the fact that he's been so transparent and interacting with the media, taking over 1,000 questions, he's confident in himself and he's telling you where he stands. You know, obviously some people like that, some people don't. But the reality is the American people can tell when someone's being real versus being fake. So what I tell all of our candidates that we work with and just public figures across the board, just be yourself, be transparent, and don't try to mislead people.
That's the way, I mean, honestly, it's a very simple message. And it's so funny how so many candidates just don't get that. And they try to be something they're not, and it never works out because people can see it. You know, they're smart and they know authenticity when they see it.
That's right. I mean, you're 100% correct. And I think, like, that's what you saw in this last presidential election, like President Trump going on these podcasts, sitting down and talking of new types of media where these unedited interviews were hours on end. And you saw what a real person looks like versus some candidates, Kamala Harris, for example, who would doctor everything they put out and was very selective of what they put out. And it came across as fake. And I think the American people noticed that and felt that in the election. And then you saw what happened from there.
All right. I have to brief aside. I have a funny story to tell you. Back in, what is it, 07? I think Mitt Romney was running and that this was the McCain, Huckabee and Romney. And they were sort of like the last three standing. And Romney was down south trying to win over the southern voters from Mike Huckabee, which was a lost cause. Even McCain knew that. So you can't compete with Mike Huckabee on his own territory. And I knew that Romney had lost the South when he gave a press conference and he said he loved eating grits. Now, Josh, I know you're from Virginia. You're a good old southern boy, and I am too. And grits is an acquired taste. There's no way that man loved grits.
No, you're 100% correct, Todd. I mean, like you said, I'm from Virginia. I'm from the South originally. And I mean, personally, I'm not a grits person, but hey, I'm not going to mislead you. I'll tell you where I stand.
The other funny part of that is there was a moment when he tried to eat fried chicken and he took the skin off, and Mike Huckabee called a press conference to condemn him for desecrating the South's gospel bird. It was the most brilliant political moment I had seen of the campaign.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's the first I've heard of that.
Josh Jones, one of the great GOP media strategists, and if you're running for office, this is the guy you need to be talking to. Josh, big event coming up next week, and President Trump has been formally invited to address Congress. This is going to be the big America First vision speech. What should we expect from this?
I think you're going to see it's going to be a wide-ranging speech in terms of topic and policy. I think the main takeaway, and this is mainly for Congress and what actions they need to take, is President Trump and his administration have been, you know, absolutely 0-60 right off the bat, trying to get as much of their policy agenda implemented through executive orders. But the reality is, if any of this is going to be permanent or, you know, withstand the next administration, whatever, you know, president that may be, they need to go through Congress and get this enacted into law beyond executive orders. It's a great first step, but Congress needs to follow through.
I love it. So this is, I mean, this is going to be, I think, probably a hugely watched speech across all the networks. When you look at what President Trump has done since he took office, what is it, 1,009 questions that he's taken in the first month? And that's, I mean, you compare that to Joe Biden. I mean, geez, Alou.
Yeah, I mean, President Biden took less than 200 questions in his first month. Meanwhile, President Trump, over 1,000. So, I mean, there's clear contrast in the accessibility of this president compared to President Biden. And even during President Trump's first term back in 2016 to 2020, I mean, he's even outperforming his own numbers and breaking his own records in terms of press engagements and taking questions. So, again, it's one of the most transparent White Houses we've seen in a very long time. And frankly, it's refreshing.
Josh, can we all agree on this one thing? If you're going to go to the White House, wear a suit. That's all.
Absolutely.
Just wear a suit.
Absolutely. They're all pretty low bar. I mean, no matter if you're a foreign dignitary or you're just there on a tour, it is the people's house, and it should be respected as such. And, yeah, so bottom line, wear a suit.
I love it. All right, Josh, have a great weekend. Great intel, great analysis. And we want to check in with you after a Trump speech and to see how he did.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
All right. Josh Jones, everybody. Great GOP media strategist. And that's right. I know it's a bee in my bonnet. All right. Come on, give me a. And it's not like, oh, you go to one of those churches where you wear a coat and tie on Sunday. No, I don't. I mean, people do. But I'm just saying, you know, show a little respect. All right. Let's go to the phones. And very excited to chat with Peter, calling in from St. Charles, Missouri, listening to us on KRTK. And Peter, I have some breaking news for you. You are the very first caller from the Real Talk Radio Network. Congratulations.
Wow, that's awesome. It's good to hear from you and good to have you back here in our parts of the Missouri state here. It's a welcome hearing your voice, brother.
Well, we are so excited. And, of course, the Real Talk Radio Network, they carry our show later in the evening. And so we're so glad you found us at Dayside. And, man, it's just so much fun to hear from all of our great friends back in Missouri.
Oh, sure. It's wonderful having you back here, too. And thank goodness for the wonderful owners here of Rick and Tracy Ellis. I mean, they're just they're a godsend to you to just have created the station and then created the network they have to where we have free, independent talk finally for the first time. And I can think of forever in my lifetime almost, where you don't have to worry about someone trying to buy it out, take it over, and shut us down or censorship and all that. It's just it's a welcome. It's just a welcome that this couple has just been above and beyond what they've done and the lineup they have now too that you're part of. It's we're a powerhouse. It's running strong.
You know, I was talking to Tracy when we were setting up all the working out all the arrangements to carry the show. I knew within like 90 seconds. I love these people. They're just good salt of the earth folks, and they're true patriots and America First patriots.
Oh, they are. They are. And especially all the sponsors too that they have here. It's just an awesome group of people that all about freedom. And that's what we want, just freedom, you know, in our constitutional republic. I'm chokes me up just, you know, just even saying much, just thinking about it, how, you know, we've got it. We just need to flourish it and spread it amongst the people and educate and inform and enlighten.
Hey, Peter, what did you think about the Oval Office visit a few moments ago?
Yeah, that was something else. I tell you, it's disappointing, but it was well needed. And I'm glad to see President Trump standing strong and telling him, look, you know, and he did it politely at first by acknowledging his wear. I mean, come on, you've got to wear a suit and tie. It's a respect is what it is. It's not a matter of trying to be, oh, whatever. You show respect because that is our house, the people's White House and anywhere for that matter in the Capitol, whatever. You show respect. And that just floored me when I thought, why is he coming dressed like that, Zelensky? And I thought, this is just, yeah, that's, yeah. So I'm glad he told him how it was and put it right to him and said, look, you know, which we never should have been. And now that President Trump is in charge, we're not going to be, you know, sending money because we never should have been doing that. We'll, you know, the founders were explicit in that. Food and aid maybe will help with other countries, but that's it. We're not going to help with weaponry, money, all that. No, that's not what the founders intended. And I'm glad to see President Trump just I don't want to say stick it to him, but stick it to him and tell him, look, you know, you're a dictator, buddy, you know, and you know, Zelensky, get, you know, come back when you're ready to act right.
And President Trump is a classy guy, but I wouldn't have minded seeing the president just jerk a knot in the back of that shirt and physically take him out of the building. I think that would have been quite enjoyable, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Maybe with the final words, too. You're fired. Well, you can't fire him, but you'll leave. That would be cool.
Peter, since you are our first new caller from KRTK, we want to send you a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I'd like to send you a copy. Is that okay?
I'd appreciate that, even though I still appreciate being able to buy one on later on top of that, just because as conservatives, we don't discount taking the blessings of offering when people give us something, but we don't take freebies either. We still make our dues and we pay what we can. So,
well, Peter, you hang tight. And again, ladies and gentlemen in the Todd Stern Show audience, let's welcome Peter to the show here. And congratulations, Peter. Wow, that's exciting. And again, you know, some stations carry us a little bit delayed, and so it's always fun when they call in during the real-time hours. Then you can listen to yourself later on in the evening. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's get right to the phone lines here. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Cardi Dryan joins us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mr. Song. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. My hoodie is Cardi Dryan. I apologize, man.
Cardi Dryan. My apologies. What a great name, though.
Oh, it's all good. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, originally, in the 901. I moved to Dallas a couple years ago. But yes, sir, look, I apologize, you know, I wasn't going to talk about the Russia and Ukraine, you know, I was going to real quick just want to bring up, this whole concept of what I hope is going to keep happening here in the Democrat Party. See, I'm black. I'm African American. No, I'm black. I ain't with that African American stuff. I was born in America. I wasn't born in Africa.
Yes, sir.
I'm a black American. Okay. Now here's the thing. The Democrat Party, look, it's enough. Enough's enough. This is the first time I voted Republican ever in my life. I'm still a fairly young person, so I got many years to go, I hope. God only hope. But I'm tired of it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm so glad that we got a president the Put America First, and really he's trying to own this, all this race baiting stuff the Democrat Party pushing. I'm tired of. And here's the thing, Mr. Stone, I ain't the only one. I swear on God, I'm not the only one. There's so many more of us. I got friends, acquaintances, co-workers. We're getting on board, Mr. Stone. We done with this race baiting stuff, this divide and division. You know, all white people, they're all racist. We still on the plantation. We oppressed. No. You know who's oppressing us, Mr. Song? Our people like former President Barack Obama coming to black-owned neighborhoods, barbershops, and berating us, telling, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're supposed to be voting for us. No, I ain't. No. I can say for myself. I can read for myself. I'm done with it. I'm done with it, Mr. Song.
You know, I was in a room. You know, you're familiar with Whitehaven here in the Memphis area. And
yeah, that's where Grace Lee and Whitehaven.
Right.
Yes, sir.
A lot of small business owners. It's a strong black middle class community. Just last night I was down there in a room full of black Republican voters. And many of those folks were not Republican voters, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So, no, I believe everything you're telling me, that there is something going on. And you know, if you're from Memphis, that the Republican Party here was actually started by wealthy black men to get blacks registered to vote. So they don't teach the kids that history here, and that bothers me because it's a great history.
I agree with you, sir. I know you know more than I do.
No, I don't know about that.
But I appreciate what you're saying. And yes, sir. Hopefully, you know what. My last thing, I know you about to get off that about 2 o'clock. So you're about done here. I apologize. The last thing I'm gonna say, because you run a real short on time here. I'm down in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
We got that woman, the Crockett,
Jasmine Crockett. Mm-hmm.
Look. She said the other day on national TV, on national internet and everything, using expletive language against Mr. Musk. I ain't crazy about Mr. Musk myself. But you know what? I wouldn't dare say something like that. That is so unprofessional. I can't believe we got us a United States representative in a big-ass state like Texas saying stuff like that.
Well, I'll take you a step further. Not only that, you know, she was educated. She got her degree at Rhodes College here in Memphis. But here's a woman. She makes it sound like she grew up oppressed. She went to, I think, a $60,000 a year day school when she was for high school and junior high. And then she goes to Rhodes College, which is just as expensive. So it's, you know, cry me a river. But I'm with you. I may not agree with everything that Elon Musk does. But you know what? It doesn't matter. That's who Trump wants, and that's who Trump ought to get. They try to blow the man's head off. Trump deserves everything he gets. He wants it. He should get it.
That's cool. Hey, like I said, I voted for him.
Yeah.
I'm done with the Democrat Party, yes, sir. So I hope America can, well, be true, like I said, be great again. I hope we can.
All right. I want you to promise to give me a holler back one of these days. And we got to do it before the end of the show so we'll have more time to talk.
I will do. Yeah, I was trying to get off work now. I was kind of rushing everything. Thank you, Mr. Right. Johns. I
yes,
appreciate
sir.
Taking my call.
Yes, sir. God bless. Wow, what a great day. What a great week. Man, what a great show today. It's been a lot of fun. Welcome again to all of our great new listeners in St. Louis and the suburb St. Charles. Man, we love you guys. Coming up, we're adding a couple of new stations next week. We'll tell you all about that. 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax, folks. So we got a lot more to talk about. Get out there. Have a great, great Friday. And whatever you do, folks, be sure to go to church this weekend.